Today's show is brought to you by Vodka. The only booze you can put in a water bottle without your boss noticing.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Mickey! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
It's a very special day.
Oh, whose birthday is it?
Mickey. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
This is a show that families enjoy.
Say the magic word.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. We are also available on your Alexa device. How does that even work? Well, it's magic. It's mysticism. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But I do know what we pay for it. You can listen to our live show, well, on Radio 434, Radio434.com, on our apps. But then you can also, if you enable the skill, you just have to do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. You have to enable it. And then after that, every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's
hello!
Really easy. 24/7, 365 of modern alternative, indie, vintage tunes, local artists are featured on Radio 434, 24/7, 365. Plus, our show is the morning show from 8-ish to 11-ish, Monday through Friday. You can listen that way, or you can listen to our podcast on the Alexa. So we take the live show and we record all those show segments. And then that usually drops around noon or so. Each day we have a daily podcast, and you can find that just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to the podcast. And you can even watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, I believe Megan Huffman will be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Also, of course, we have your five random facts. We're going to get smart. We've got your stupid criminals in da news. And then we've got some good news for you. And then there's this. Fake Christmas trees or real Christmas trees? What is the percentage? Are fake Christmas trees the norm now? We'll look into it. And then our top list. Top reasons you're one of the Americans who still gets a real Christmas tree. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Real Christmas Trees. No, it's Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video.
Oh.
Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Hi, I'm your artificial intelligence Christmas tree. Yes, I'm aware that's redundant. But then again, so is Uncle Gary's fifth cookie. FYI, I don't smell like fresh pine because I'm 90% plastic. Deal with it. At least I don't shed my needles. And one more thing, if your cat climbs me again, I'm filing a formal complaint with Gravity. Now let's have a Merry Christmas.
This holiday season, why not consider the purchase of an artificial tree? Assembly is simple. Lay out your pieces on the floor, then sort out the branches by size according to each color-coded tip. Using a 16mm socket wrench, start putting the trunk pieces together, being sure to place the terminal end of the trunk in the tree stand first. Leave the tree top off until step 823, since it'll only get in the way of part 47J or part 82L if your tree was purchased in one of the Baltic nations prior to the autumnal equinox. Then, you're all finished. Well, almost. Right after you place the tree top in the slot at the end of the trunk marked 92W and straighten out your branch tips by bending the wires in the branches, which will be spread out so they resemble the growing shape of a real tree.
It's just that simple. Merry Christmas, a holiday thing.
Today's show is brought to you by Christmas Trees. 9 years in the making, and you go and chop one down. Dear God, what have you done?
I don't know. It's the Mike Show. All right. So, fake tree or real tree? I love the real tree. However, I think I've only ever had one in my lifetime. My mom was all about the artificial trees, and I mean we're talking the 1970s. Okay, we're talking those. They looked like silver tin foil. It was quite the statement. And then my mom bought a very, very, very real-looking fake trees. Now Tab, she's all about the artificial trees. She always wanted a pink tree, and those don't grow in the wild. So we have now a pink artificial tree in our house. I think it'll take too long for me to search all the pictures on the book of face to find Tab's tree, but anyway, I digress. So that's the question: are fake Christmas trees now the norm, or are real Christmas trees still hanging in there? Well, let's find out. And this isn't a new trend; it's just crazy how it's changed. If you're putting up a real Christmas tree this year, you're one of the few people who go to the trouble these days. A survey by the American Christmas Tree Association found that the fake trees are now the norm, and it's not even close. 83% of people planning to put up a tree this year will use an artificial one. Just 17%, or 1 in 6, will buy a real one. Fake trees have been the preferred option now for over a decade. The real ones just keep losing more and more ground. And this is a quote. The data confirms that artificial trees have become the standard in American holiday decorating. They say the main reasons are cost, convenience, and safety. You can reuse the same tree. You don't have to deal with pine needles everywhere. There's a lower chance your tree is going to catch fire and burn down your house. D, all of the above, I guess. So that brings us to our top list. Of course, we had to make a top list out of this. With 83% of people planning to put up a fake Christmas tree this year, but you're not like most people. Find out why with today's list. It's the top list today. Top reasons you're one of the 17% of Americans who still gets a real Christmas tree. I'm going to shorten that. All right, here we go. Number one. The fresh scent in the rest of the house masks the smell of meth coming from your basement. You used to be roommates with Courtney Love, so you're used to living with needles covering the floor. Oh, Lord. Top reasons you're one of 17% of Americans who still gets a real Christmas tree. You already have enough fake stuff thanks to your lips, cheeks, tan, and breasts. What? Top reasons you're getting a real Christmas tree. A squirrel could scamper out, and now look, free dinner! Or a free pet. Top reasons you're getting a real Christmas tree. Buying a real tree supports small farmers, which is also the same reason you smoke weed. Top reasons you're still getting a real tree. You can watch it slowly wither over time, like your will to live when the in-laws arrive. Top reasons you're one of the 17% of Americans who still gets a real Christmas tree. The trip to the tree lot is one of those things you love doing with your family. Like, no, that's it. Top reasons you're one of the 17% of Americans who still gets a real Christmas tree. You don't have to put it in a box and stick it back in the attic for 11 months a year, unlike Nana. The Mike Show. Does that mean you put Nana in the attic in a box for 11 months? Anyway, The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Cher will be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live for the first time in 40 years. To research that story, I had to turn back time. The theme for the 2026 Met Gala will be costume art. A big change from last year's theme, rich people looking stupid. 83% of Americans prefer fake Christmas trees. They're like real Christmas trees, but they call you fat behind your back. And 70% of music fans prefer going to a concert over sex. Because once you factor in the Ticketmaster fees, you're screwed either way. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's The Mike Show, and I'm really happy you could join us on the Tuesday edition, taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. All right. Yep, clouding up. Might have some sprinkles. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. All right. On the way, we are going to get really, really smart, because we have 5 random facts. That is all on the way. Plus, we're going to put sounds in your ear holes, called Audio Vault. That is on the way as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do. Quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The English and French versions of O Canada are not translations of each other, but completely different poems set to the same music.
Really?
Okay. Number two. The first Bitcoin purchase was made on May 22nd, 2010, when a developer bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoins. Now, today, that would be worth around $1 billion. Number three, Stan Lee put a hyphen in the name Spider-Man, or Spiderman, because he didn't want people confusing him with Superman. Number four, good Lord, every single person has face mites. Face mites.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, face mites. And they're living on your face right now. They're microscopic. They're currently swimming around in the oil in your pores. And they even have sex on your face.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, but not the...
Not the beast!
No, face mites. Number five. When the Hindenburg crashed, there we go. In 1937, 62 of the 97 people on board survived. And the last survivor passed away at the age of 92 in 2014. He was a 14-year-old assistant on the Hindenburg when it exploded. So now there are no survivors. And there you go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
Four.
Three.
Four.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Are you all prepared for Turkey Day?
No.
but
I did. I have two Thanksgiving meals to prepare.
Okay.
I have one this weekend and one the following, two, you know, both sets of families.
Yeah.
And I did note that the butter was in short supply last night, which made me a little panicked, just letting everybody know. I would, you know, if you need unsalted butter, go ahead and grab it from Kroger.
All right.
If you need to.
Okay,
it's not a sponsored ad.
Yeah, no. So what I'm going to do is I usually name the podcast something, you know, like funny.
Yeah.
Usually from a short takeaway or something that somebody said. Mm-hmm. So today's episode will be called "The Butter Is in Short Supply."
Only the unsalted.
Unsalted. There is plenty of salted.
Only the unsalted butter.
Send people into a dizzy.
So the Cool Whip and the butter and the pie crust I grabbed last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Just in preparation because those
all
are the items
that you can store this far in advance.
Yes.
All right. So. Well, we're going to be out of town, so we don't have to cook. However, Tab, and here, let me get her sound effect. Tab, she ordered a fresh market meal.
Not
a commercial, but she ordered the fresh market meal. Her dad is going to pick it up for us and then bring it to our place and load up our refrigerator so when we get home, we can also do a thing. Thanksgiving meal.
That's sweet.
I know. The Wednesday wonderful. Night pickup is on my calendar for Fresh Market. I too ordered that same meal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
I love to cook, but man, if you can make it a little bit easier on that day. Anyway, but we digress. Other things you can do for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was a really good segue.
Thank you. I strive occasionally, sometimes. Megan brings us a guest each and every Tuesday. Who did you bring for our audio listeners?
Yes, I'm thrilled to have Keely and Paige here from Humankind, and they're here to talk about the turkey trot happening on Thanksgiving morning.
This is fantastic. This is a Lynchburg tradition. How many years now has this been?
This is 37.
Yeah, 37.
Good Lord.
1988 is when Turkey Trot was founded by Don Lucy, which was a alum of the former Presbyterian home.
Okay. And then each and every year it's grown and grown and grown. What have your goals been for this particular race? How many racers?
So we cap at 4,000.
Okay.
And so last year we were at 3,950.
Yeah.
So
close. Wow.
And of course it rained that day. So knowing that it rained, I think we could have gotten there.
Yeah,
absolutely. But people see the weather coming and they kind of hold back and wait and then don't sign up. So so this year we're still planning for 4,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. And we have a little bit of space left. So
all right.
I encourage all the listeners to register as soon as you can to make sure that you guarantee your spot. We had, people who didn't quite make the time last time and then really were upset that they couldn't participate. So please make sure you register up to the day before.
Yeah, in advance.
Yeah.
And and your run sign up page is not affected by the Cloudflare shenanigans this morning.
Yes.
So and I've got that posted up on our page and we'll link everything so you know you can find it, you can register. What are you guys doing today? This is whirlwind time for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're
absolutely
in a busy time. From here on out we're packed. And today, speaking of packed, we are packing our race bags.
Okay.
That was
so
beautiful.
Yeah, I know, right? We're all about transitions here today, Mike. We're all about transitions, and today we are packing, stuffing race bags.
Yes.
And so it is quite the operation. Our presenting sponsor, Scott Insurance, hosts us at one of their meeting spaces, and we have volunteers come in from all over Lynchburg and the Lynchburg region to come and stuff our 4,000 race bags for race participants.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of volunteers, do you still need volunteers leading up to it and race day?
Always.
Yes, please. Absolutely. We will gladly take. We have our first packet pickup this Friday, the 21st.
Okay.
We also have our second drive-through packet pickup, which does take place on our Humankind campus. That is Wednesday, the 26th, and also race day, which is Thanksgiving morning, the 27th. We will gladly take folks.
Mm-hmm. Now, and we can still sign up on race day.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, pending any technology, you know, technological downfalls, right?
Yeah.
That Megan's experiencing today, but yes.
Yeah, so let's pray to the gods of Cloudflare that doesn't knock us out for race day. Well, it's Thanksgiving Day. What time does it step off?
8 a.m.
This is a great way for you to, you know, have your family, have your friends get together before the big turkey day meal.
Yes.
And then and it's a nice preparation too, because then that way, you know, you don't have to feel guilty for how much gravy you have.
You know, I like your mindset.
You don't have to feel guilty about it.
I say all the time that, you know, you have time to come down. Mm-hmm. We're asking the Lynchburg community to do good before they gobble this year. Yeah. That's what we're asking, right? Do you want to do good for our community before you gobble? And, you know, just to tell you the why is very important to us at Humankind.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a super fun race day. People come in inflatable costumes. We have the Pillsbury Doughboy running.
Nice.
We have pilgrims who run. We have kids who dress as pumpkin pie slices. you know, there's so much fun to be had. This is a multi-generational holiday experience, mm-hmm. right? We do have runners that are very serious, and they take it serious. And we line those runners up first, and we let them go.
Yeah.
The rest of us normal people, right? We love our runners, but the rest of us can walk or even wobble. And
all right,
that
so
means,
we're not going to put an inflatable dinosaur right in front of, Daryl or somebody.
No. Do you know that Daryl's not coming this year first time? Daryl moved. I don't know if you know, but Daryl moved.
No, we didn't know that.
Yeah, Daryl moved to South Carolina, and Daryl will not be there. And he texts me almost every other day for race updates. And so I just spent, last week, I guess,
you know,
35 minutes on the phone with Daryl. I'm going to send him this interview now that you mentioned his name. We're going to miss him. This would have been his, he would have participated every single year. But he won't be there. But no, we would never line up, you know, no race director would ever line up an inflatable costume in front of Daryl Wargo.
All right. So the share page is up.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Wonderful.
And let me find.
Yeah, just search Turkey Trot or Humankind.
Yeah.
And they've featured a number of volunteer opportunities for Packet Pickup volunteering or race day help, and really gotten some great responsiveness from high school students on that. So we've seen some folks be interested in signing up for that and getting some community service hours. So
good.
There's quite a bit of volunteer opportunities that you can find here. I'm just going to search this one right now and bring it up on screen. Stop sharing, but then share this one. There we go. So plenty of race day opportunities, plenty of pregame opportunities for you to volunteer. And you can find that if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just search Lynchburg Turkey Trot and everything comes up.
Yeah.
Literally, there's all the links and all the things. And you can also go to their run sign up page as well. So just search that. And if they go to your website, they can find that.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
And if you could return to the why, because I think you got off on that. What does this provide for the community?
Yeah. So Humankind, as I think you well know, we really do strive to help those that are experiencing poverty. And so we are looking for long-term stability. And Humankind has 4 programs in 6 locations across the state. Mm-hmm. So we are a statewide nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And we service a blanket area across the state. And so, you know, when you participate, when you do good before you gobble, on Thanksgiving Day at the Turkey Trot, you are providing funding to our 4 programs across the state. Mm-hmm. We will always, you know, our home is in Lynchburg. That's where we started, you know, 120 years ago as an orphanage. We have morphed over time to meet the community's needs. And that is, you know, we've found that long-term stability is better when we focus on approaching poverty in 4 different areas. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody who needs one program would benefit from the others, and we can approach that 4 different ways to really make lasting change for a family that's experiencing poverty.
Absolutely.
So that's the why, and it's super important to us. Yeah,
absolutely.
And as it should be. That's just tremendous work.
Yeah.
All right. So you and now it's down again. So.
Oh, okay. No, well, you got a brief.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
we were able to show some images, and then now it's down again.
Okay. So. Well. humankind.org/turkeytrot. You can go there and find our volunteer opportunities, because we don't want to miss an opportunity for somebody to give in that way.
Absolutely.
As well,
yeah. And again, you can sign up on race day, and we'll link that up as well. And get in soon, because you don't want to miss out.
Don't want to miss out.
Yeah,
we do have a cap, 4,000, so please do.
And you're getting there rather quickly.
We are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just say that. As of this moment that we're recording, you're getting there very, very, very quickly.
Rather quickly.
Rather quickly.
I like it. Yeah, rather quickly.
All right.
We'll say that the rest of the day.
Okay.
And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is the gratitude sponsor this year for the race, so we're excited to have a presence at the race day, and you can stop by and fill out a banner. And the banner, the final thing it says is, what did we write on the... What are we thankful for?
It was, why do you run for good before you gobble?
Yeah.
Or I believe is what we have on it.
Yeah,
for
so I was trying to remember. So you can stop by and fill out the banner and say why you're there. What are you grateful for? What are you there for? And we are going to be giving away neck gaiters that say our logo here for good. So the first 100 folks who come out to... fill out the sign can grab that and chat with us. So I'm excited we'll have a presence at the start this year.
Very, very cool. Yeah. I love swag. So.
Well, funny you should mention.
You're in luck.
Funny.
We brought a swag bag.
I love swag bags. Let's see what the turkey trotters are going
to
get.
Well, in our last interview, you were so interested in our swag, and we were able to reveal our 2025 stocking cap.
Love
the
hat.
Love it.
That is sponsored by the Lynchburg Economic and Tourism Office.
Okay.
So you will get the first 500 people got that for free. So the first 500 registrants.
Model it.
That is sweet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here to model. I'm so sorry, audio listeners, that you cannot see the wonderfulness that's happening.
Well, you can.
It's very cozy.
If you go over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, you'll be able to see this.
And you don't want to miss it.
No.
We are also modeling, and I'll point to page, our 2025 race shirt. So this is what you get as part of every registration.
Mm-hmm.
We are known. I am so, the Lynchburg community loves our shirts. You will see our shirts from years before. I was at the grocery store the other day and I saw a 2018 shirt walking down the frozen food section. Probably trying to find a
turkey.
Pie crust or something. I don't know.
Or unsalted butter.
Unsalted butter. I know she was in the wrong section. I should have redirected her. So this is the shirt that every registration gets for free as part of their race. So you're not only donating. It is a fundraiser, right?
Yeah.
A fundraiser. Mm-hmm. But it is. But you also get some swag, and people love our shirts. They're super soft,
so cozy,
and so thin. And I think that's the attractive piece.
You know,
when we ask people, we have people that register just to get the shirts. They don't actually participate. and people tell me this. I just registered to get the shirts. Can we buy the shirts separate? And
they say,
well, no, not until the next year. You can buy last year's shirt.
Okay.
For $5. So if you're interested, the 2024 shirts are on sale in the store for $5 if you want to pick those up. This is our volunteer shirt. So every volunteer that signs up.
Nice.
Gets a volunteer shirt.
Again, another great shirt.
And those are sponsored by GLAAD, which is out in Amherst. So we're so appreciative of GLAAD to jump on as our volunteer sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
We have our decal. So decals are another thing. People collect these decals. Mm. It's amazing to me when I see people and they have them lined up, the years that they participated. So we thought we just have to keep the decal because apparently it's a thing, right?
Yes.
Is it like a clear?
You peel it off and stick it on. Uh-huh. And every year the design is different. It kind of mirrors the race, the shirt design.
Yeah.
And so it, has the year on it.
Cool.
There's
more.
There's more. And we have this 2025 medal reveal. So every finisher will receive a medal.
Mm-hmm.
And this year that is sponsored by CMA's Lynchburg Dealerships.
Nice.
And so we're so happy to partner with them as well.
It's true.
Beautiful.
Not to also forget the lovely bag that you received this year. Not only doubles as a wonderful insulated grocery tote, but obviously you'll get all of your wonderful race items. Your bib and everything will be found in your bag when you pick up or have it shipped to you. And we're super grateful for Scott Insurance, our presenting sponsor, for assisting with those bags for us.
Anything else in there?
What else would you
turkey?
Is there a turkey in there?
Is there a unsalted butter in there?
Maybe. Maybe.
That would be the real winner.
Stuffing, mashy taters. No, this is great. I love the swag. You guys just always go above and beyond. That cap itself is just it's worth That's worth the registration alone.
They sell out every year. So we have very few of those. Actually, I don't even know that we have. Well, we do have a few because I was just in the stock room this morning. Mm-hmm. We do have a few of last year's left, and they're also in the store for purchase.
Sure.
And people are buying them up from last year because I actually had a person email yesterday that said, I lost my race shirt from 2024. Do you have any extras?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, do we.
What size? Because we might not have your size, but we do have some shirts left. And so it's interesting. Yeah.
Really cool.
We love that people love our stuff.
It's true.
You know, it makes us happy to be able to provide that stuff again.
It is the Lynchburg Turkey Trot, and you can register. We'll link up the registration, but I suggest that you get that done soon.
Yeah, please do.
Because they're more than likely to sell out.
Yep.
How about we couch it that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanksgiving morning, great way to spend the morning with your family and do good for our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Speaking of doing good.
Wow, we are all about the segues today, aren't we?
Yeah, we're also giving good over at Share Greater Lynchburg, mm-hmm. and we're featuring those who are giving good this season and all throughout the year with our Give Good campaign. We have purple hats that we've distributed 500 over the last few years, and we have more that have arrived, and we're ready to distribute the next 100 this year. And Mike and I will be down at the market this Saturday morning, just catching people and talking about why do you give good in this community. We'll have a few speakers lined up to come and talk about, you know, just give little segments on why they give good. And this is an opportunity to celebrate those unsung heroes in our community who are giving back in so many ways. So we've asked our nonprofit leaders, we have 202 nonprofits on Share Greater Lynchburg. We've asked them to highlight and spotlight the folks who are giving back and giving good. And you can self-nominate as well. We've have relationships with some of the colleges and the high schools, and just celebrating why our youth are getting out there and getting involved. So all that's rolling out as we march towards Giving Tuesday, which is December 2nd this year. We're going to kick off the morning at the Flower District with some coffee and pastries to fuel up for Giving Tuesday, and we'll have the WSET crew out there to talk to our nonprofit leaders about why we give back and what's the importance of nonprofits in our community and why do we gather? So I'm excited about that. But you can just see more about that on our website and our social media, and contact us if you want to nominate somebody or self-nominate for the Give Good program.
Absolutely.
And you can have two hats.
Look at this. You get a hat with Turkey Trot. Yeah. You get a hat with Share Greater Lynchburg.
Yep.
There's no danger of being cold this season.
No, right. No. Very cozy. At least the top of your head. visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. It's back up again. And that's not due to them. It's Cloudflare.
Right.
Share Greater Lynchburg features 202 nonprofit organizations where you can learn about opportunities to volunteer. You can learn about events if you're part of a nonprofit that will help you do a better job as a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. And you can even shop for these nonprofit organizations right from the Share platform. It's sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And if you're part of a nonprofit and you're not on the Share platform, what the heck? I mean, it's free.
And
this is where a lot of folks are going to learn about our area's nonprofit organizations in kind of a one-stop shop. And they can plug in keywords and boom, it gives you a list of things that you need to know.
Yeah, and you can filter by geography. So if you're in Bedford and you just want to see the Bedford nonprofits, that will pop up. If you want to, if you have a 13 to 17 year old who wants to do some community service for a local club, you can filter by age. You can filter by good for families or good for groups. Mm-hmm. If your family is looking to give back this holiday season as a family, you can say what's great for families. So there's a lot of input that goes into each opportunity for volunteerism so that it's better, more searchable.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Engaging tool that's hyper-local. So we look forward to seeing, I'm seeing a ton of activity coming through right now.
Nice.
I think people are really wanting to help. And, you know, with food insecurity at an all-time high, we have 45 different nonprofits that are featured that help with food insecurity. So you don't have to just think of the top five. You can think of, you know, many of the small pantries that are run by faith communities are, you know, listed and things like that. So that maybe you can find those less trafficked places to help donate food.
Sure.
Yeah. Love them.
Mm-hmm. How are things going with the foundation?
Oh, great. Great. We just, we're just kind of in that, we just wrapped up a bunch of open grant applications, and we'll have our board meeting on December 9th and vote on where about $1 million is distributed. Yeah. So that's coming up in the next few weeks, and we'll have a press release out on all the organizations that'll benefit. We did just finish our annual report. It's in mailboxes this week, and we had record giving last year, record contribution or distributions out, $2.7 million out in the community to 253 different nonprofits. So
tremendous.
People are continuing to pour into the foundation for a legacy and for, we say we're here for good because it's here forever. And it's a great way to give back and know that your dollars will carry on for a lifetime. Yeah. So people are realizing that and seeing that, and more donors are getting involved. So we're excited about that.
It's tremendous.
I'm always impressed with, you know, the Lynchburg community. They are our most philanthropic community I think I've ever seen. How they give to the organizations, how they give of their time and their talent and their funding. I mean, I know we could not put on the Lynchburg Turkey Trot without the Lynchburg community's participation. I mean, they really get behind this and make it their own. And that's why we've become so successful. I mean, I think, you know, there are accolades that we could share. You know, we are ranked number three in the state for Turkey Trot participation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's only behind Arlington and Alexandria. So if you, you know, think of that, that's incredible that the tiny town of Lynchburg or city of Lynchburg, right, is ranked number three in the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because of this community. It's not necessarily because of what Paige and I do. It's because this community is philanthropic.
And it is. Feel it's a culture.
The desire to participate and give and do better for their neighbors.
Yes.
We're so thankful for this community.
That surprised me when I first moved here in 2011.
I agree.
I went, what? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I came from the Northeast.
Oh, no, me too. I'm from outside Philly. And when I came here, you know, it took me a little bit to catch on. But I thought, my goodness, like this is really a special place.
It really is. Yeah. You can learn more about the Lynchburg Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org and learn about all the things that they do as well and get involved with that. Folks, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to Lynchburg Turkey Trot. We'll link everything up at the Mike Show VA and sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, hi. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, let's go directly to viral videos. And I think this is how people get canceled. This man, this dad, even captioned it. Is this how people get canceled? Get ready for the debate. Some stay-at-home dads online are blasting stay-at-home moms for complaining how hard it is.
To all the stay-at-home moms, I feel like you're lying. Because of what I get to do for work, I can still stay home and pay all the bills. And my wife will have to go to work to make her money. And I have a one-year-old daughter. So I'll stay at home and I'll take care of my daughter. I can give her 3 meals a day, change her on time, get her and do her naps, play time, and still make sure the entire place is clean. And yes, I know an apartment is different than a home, but I have a 2,300 square foot apartment, so it's not tiny. So can someone please tell me, when does being a stay-at-home mom become hard?
All right. How about this? We all need our victories in life. For this guy, he loves breaking world records. Here's David, record breaker, Rush, breaking the one for carrying, get this, the most bowling balls while riding a unicycle. Here, listen.
Start moving forward. And let go.
Time.
Come on!
Woo! All right. That's him carrying 7 bowling balls for the allotted time while riding a unicycle. It takes a lot of balls. He's broken more than 300 records, by the way. All right. A JetBlue flight from Boston to Tampa had to turn around and make an emergency landing last week after somebody vaped weed in one of the bathrooms and the crew inhaled. Here are the pilots making the call to the air traffic control.
JetBlue 1191, I just have some questions. Is the cockpit secure right now?
Hey, from cockpit secure, we had a customer vape in the lab, and smoking marijuana in the lab. We'd like it to turn to Boston.
JetBlue 1191, roger.
For JetBlue 1191, we had a security issue on with a passenger, mostly a disturbance. They were smoking marijuana. Our crew inhaled it, and now we're overweight landing, so that's the main reason for the emergency.
Right. Now, here's what it sounded on that JetBlue flight a few moments later.
A few moments later.
We had a customer,
we had a security passenger smoking marijuana. Our crew inhaled it.
Here, pass it back.
All right. Let's see. What is this? Roto Grinders? What the hell is that? And Gatorade are willing to pay you $2,000 to yell at your television. It's about becoming a professional armchair coach. If you get picked, all you need to do is watch a game from home and comment, celebrate, and rant about your favorite team. What could possibly go wrong?
You have a problem with the way I'm coaching?
No. It's just that, like I was yelling earlier, it seems like anyone with half a brain could coach better than you.
Uh-huh. Half a brain, huh? Well, you know what? It sounds like you just volunteered.
Me? But you were doing such a great job.
All right, a bunch of grocery stores in the Northeast just had a promo where they traded gift cards and paid 2 cents for every penny you traded in. You could bring in up to $100 worth or 10,000 pennies and get a $200 gift card. Here's Mike Weiss, one of the managers at Price Chopper near Syracuse, talking about why they need the promotion.
We're not getting armored car drop-offs with pennies anymore. So we're running into a situation where we may not have enough pennies to get us through the holiday season or through the rest of 2025.
Interesting. Oh, wait. I didn't want to. I wanted this. I wanted to
see a penny. Pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck.
Yeah, or you'll be able to run your grocery store. Skip that. All right. We've got music trivia time here. How many original members are left in the bands Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner combined? I'll give you a couple seconds. How many original members are left in the bands Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner combined? Here, I'll give you a hint.
Zero. Zilch.
Yeah. Okay. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner are embarking on a co-headlining Double Trouble Vision Tour. Say that again. Double Trouble Double Vision of North America next summer. Although both bands have members that have toured for years, there are no original members playing or singing.
Zero. Zilch.
But they said farewell. Lynyrd Skynyrd's official and very long Last of the Street Survivors farewell tour concluded in 2023. Foreigners had theirs around the same time as well. Adam Sandler is set to appear on a special episode of David Letterman's Netflix series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. In a trailer they just released, Adam talks about bombing one night.
I did this one show in Boston, and my dad and brother came to see it. I was 17, and I ate it so hard in front of my dad, and I hated that. And the MC came on after, and I walked off into the humiliation of eating it. And he says, Adam, were you the class clown in school? And I go, yeah. And he goes, stick with that. And the place goes, oh. And I was like, oh, man, that hurt in front of Pop.
There's no more period of vulnerability than those few moments.
Let's see. Why did we go to this music? Doesn't make any sense. All right, just wasn't paying attention. What else? Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian James Gregory on what happens for some families after Thanksgiving dinner.
This is going to remind you of somebody you know. Maybe your favorite aunt, your grandmother. You'd say it was special occasions, you know, Thanksgiving. Get up from the supper table. Everybody else is already up from the table. And she would just yell to the next room. I'll be there in a minute. I'm just going to get a biscuit and sop this up. That could be what's wrong with the country. A whole generation of Americans who've never heard the expression, sop it up. And then she'd come into the living room and flop down in the nearest chair, the first chair she came to. Oh, Lord. I ate more than I planned to. I think starting tomorrow, I'm going to go on some kind of a diet. Well, no, I can't tomorrow. Hell, we're going to Cracker Barrel tomorrow. If y'all wait a few minutes, I'd help with those dishes.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and make eye contact. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, 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 do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing.
A sub above.
It's the Free Clinic's third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament, a dinkin' good time.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. It's a little premature. Anyway, it happens every once in a while, just occasionally. A 10-year-old near Nashville stole his mom's car the other day and also managed to get his dad arrested in one fell swoop. It happened Friday in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. It's about 20 miles east of Nashville. He'd been arguing with his mom, the 10-year-old. Then she left him in the car while she dropped off paperwork at his school. When she came back, the car was gone. She called the police and reported it stolen, but the kid was fine. It turned out he managed to drive 2 miles, rather, back home, and even parked the car in their garage. He was inside the house when police got there, along with his dad. The dad told them that he was confused when his son showed up alone. They decided not to arrest the kid because he's so young, but the dad was a different story. Once they got his name, they realized he had an outstanding warrant. He's facing charges for wire fraud and theft. Yikes. And then we have another one? No, let's go to good news. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. A woman from Michigan was visiting Chicago. She left her purse on a park bench, but two random women saw a guy rifling through it, wrestled the purse away, and left it at a nearby store. Here's LaVon Schaffsma on how she got her purse back.
Two women had come into the gift store with a black purse. They had seen it on a park bench, but as they were walking over, they noticed a man looking inside of it, and they immediately grew suspicious. And so they walked up to the purse and the man and said, "Sir, is this yours?" And he mumbled something like, yeah, my wife lost it. I was looking for it. And they just didn't believe him. And so they actually pretended that it was theirs, and they wrestled it out of his hands and walked quickly to where they saw a security guard near the gift shop and then walked inside. 5 minutes later, I walked in asking for the purse.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local,
global radio.
434.